Onward now with Greater LA from KCRW. I'm Steve Chiotakis. If you're a hoops fan and you wear the LA white, red, and blue, this is the call for you.
Check your seatbelts. Here we go. Griffin at distance for three and the win. Bingo! Blake Griffin knocks down a three. The Clippers escape Rose City with a win.
That's the inimitable voice of an NBA legend, longtime Clippers play-by-play announcer Ralph Lawler. Lawler put in 40 years with the league and team and selfishly retired as he became an octogenarian. He wasn't done calling things, though, so he took his decades of memories and he wrote a book about all those years, growing up in the Midwest, becoming a basketball barker, and making his way west to the great state of California. And Ralph Lawler's book is not surprisingly called Bingo. Ralph Lawler, welcome.
Hey, Steve. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Nice to have you on. I know why the book is called Bingo. Where did the term bingo come from? Why'd you start saying it?
It goes way back to 1979, which was the first year of the three-point basket in the NBA, that they stole it from the old ABA. And the Clippers brought in a player named Bobby Bingo Smith in a trade with the Cleveland Cavaliers. And whenever Bobby would make a three, I'd go bingo. And pretty soon it just kind of expanded itself, took on a life of itself, and it became a descriptive term to describe anybody making a three-point play.
Bingo's like the aloha of sports, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
It can mean pretty much anything. You were with the Clippers for 40 years. I mean, how did you manage to stay in the game for that long and to be doing that? Because for some people that would get old, or for a lot of people, you know, it's just a cutthroat business.
Well, I think that's a part of what can be interesting in the book for people who don't know a thing about the Clippers or certainly have no idea who this Ralph Lawler guy is. It is a bit of a roadmap on how to survive in a 60-year career to begin with, and then 40 years with one employer, the LA Clippers, because there are all sorts of bumps in the road, as all of us have experienced in our life's career. But number one is how to find the career that never seems like a job, which I was so lucky to be able to do midway through my college years. And I think there's some life lessons in there on how to get through some of those rough patches in life. And I was very fortunate. I had three owners that I had to survive. And until the last one, Steve Ballmer, they were tough owners to work for. Ballmer was a joy. I just wish he'd bought the team 10 years earlier. I'd love to have had, you know, 15, 20 years working for him.
And we're going to talk about one of those other owners, Donald Sterling, here in just a, in just a moment. But I do want to say this. Some basketball stars of years past paid tribute to you on cable network TNT several years ago for your longevity. I want to hear a couple of them.
If any guy deserves accolades, it's you. Because you have, like, you're like Drake. You started at the bottom, but now you're here. Because the Clippers finally got a good team and turned into a really cool organization with Mr. Ballmer behind him.
Congratulations, Ralph. You have a beautiful voice. You deserve all the accolades, like Idiot Chuck said.
that's Sir Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal, of course, on TV singing your praises, superstars of the league over the years, one of them in a Lakers uniform, too. I mean, how does that affect you when you listen to that kind of praise?
Well, it's terribly pleasing. And my last year, I did not want to have it. My real preference when I decided 2 years before my retirement to retire at that point was to go through the 2 years and when it's over, you know, drop the mic and say I'm done. But the ball club hadn't had a whole lot to celebrate over the years. They felt that this was a chance to celebrate. And so it became a year-long thing, which was at times embarrassing, but it's very, very much appreciated. I mean, from club owners like Mark Cuban to former players like Jamal Crawford and Elton Brand and Chris Paul and many others to say the kind of things that they said is really great. And of course, Chris Paul was a part of the book, writing an introduction for it, and Doc Rivers wrote the afterword, and Bill Walton would have written all 320 pages if we hadn't put the brakes on him, but he wrote quite a foreword as well.
Let's talk about, you mentioned Doc Rivers, who you included in your list of most memorable Clippers. You knew him as a player and as coach. How do you describe his impact on the team? What was your relationship like with him?
Well, it was extraordinary, Steve, I can tell you. He took over on what became a very dark year for the team, though they won 57 games, the most games that the franchise had ever won in a year. It was also the year in the playoffs when the revelation was made about the audio recording of owner Donald Sterling and his girlfriend Stiviano, which had some racist rants that just could not be ignored and could only be deplored and were by everyone. But it rocked the franchise, and maybe me more than any, because I was the senior citizen with the franchise and been there since day one with Donald Sterling.
You're the voice of the franchise, right? You're the voice of the franchise.
I guess so. But it really rocked me because we all knew there were problems with this man and his dealings with his fellow human beings and with tenants at his apartment buildings and even with his players and employees in the organization. But it was kind of like our dirty little secret. And this put it all out there for the whole world to see. And it was embarrassing. I made the title of the chapter about Sterling, the Sterling stigma, and a stigma it was, and we all felt it. And it was a very tough period of time. But to get back to your point, what Doc Rivers did, he somehow kept us made us realize it was okay. We're going to get through this somehow, some way.
You ever feel like the Clippers got the cold shoulder in L.A., you know, the stepchild treatment, especially in the early days, fresh from San Diego?
Well, they got what you would expect to get, because it was a Laker town, it was a Dodger town, and it remains a Laker town and a Dodger town. Because those two franchises have done nothing but be competitive, had the greatest stars in their respective sports, won championships. They deserve all that they got. But it is a huge megalopolis. There's plenty of room for everyone here, including, if you have two NFL teams, two Major League Baseball teams, two NBA teams, two MLS teams, major college sports around every corner. There's plenty of room for everybody here. And the Clippers never felt like they were competing with the Lakers. They felt they were competing with the sports population of let's be so good that people can't ignore us. Well, for years, they were not so good and people did ignore us. But now the last 10, 11 years, they've had winning seasons. I think no team in the league has a longer string of winning seasons than the Clippers do, which is kind of a surprising statistic for most people to hear. They're good, and they're good for as many years as we can see looking ahead, I think.
Right. They just have to cross that threshold, right? They have to get over the hump.
All they have to do is win 18 championships, because then they'd have one more than the Lakers.
Do you think that's going to happen?
Well, the 18, I'm not going to be around for. I'd love to see it happen.
You and me both, man.
I'd sell it for one right now.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on. It's been a joy talking to you. Ralph Lawler, NBA legend and the 40-year voice of the LA Clippers right here in LACA. Ralph, thanks for coming on.
I've loved every second of it. I hope people get a chance to buy the book. It'd be a great gift, I think, for Christmas for a lot of sports fans.
You're always selling it, Ralph. I love it.
I don't know how not to.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us this evening. Tomorrow, how disruptive the strike of UC grad students and researchers has been for the behemoth UC system. An update tomorrow on GLA. Of course, grab the podcast if you can at kcrw.com/GLA. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great night.